Hey guys, it's Chaya here, and I'm back. It's been quite a moment, but I'm back, and I'm so excited to be here. And because my brain is doing all these fun things of this is how it has to look and needs to be perfect and whatnot, I'm gonna call myself out on it before we even start this session, before we even start this podcast, before I even say anything, and I'm gonna say, I'm a human being, and I'm not gonna do a perfect job today, and I will never do a perfect job, and that is what will be perfect. The fact that I'm imperfect, the fact that I'm actually going into my humanity and I'm leaning into it. So here's to leaning into our humanity. If that speaks truth to you, listen to what I got to say. Listen to what I got to say about leaning into the fact that we ain't gonna be perfect. Hell to the hell no. That ain't gonna be the way it goes. Just the opposite. Life, the way I like to describe it, is a series of ceilings and floors. So, you see, when I was five, I decided that when I'll be 12, I'm Jewish, so 12 is like a bat mitzvah age. It's the age that you become an adult, officially, not an adult. There's a whole responsibility that shows up when you're 12. And for some reason, I decided when I was five that when I turn 12, I'm gonna be so big. People are gonna see me. I'm gonna be smart. I'm gonna be happy. I'm gonna be kind. And I had a whole list of what was gonna be. And so I was on the floor when I was five, right? Because I'm really little and I'm slowly getting closer and inching closer, climbing up a ladder that's bringing me to the ceiling, bringing me to the ceiling. And then, boom, the day comes. I wake up. I'm 12. And I remember looking around. And I was really disappointed because no one remembered my birthday till the next day. So that's another point. But I remember looking around and being like, oh my God, it's all the same. Like, I don't even have a ceiling to focus on anymore because I'm already 12. And now, so I can't focus on becoming turning 12. And I'm not different. It didn't automatically make me happier or smarter or, more responsible or people notice me more, or none of that came up. And so I remember when that hit of like, and it hit so hard of like, oh my God, I'm gonna reach my ceilings and not always will I get what I want out of them. And you know what? Fast forward, I decided that when I meet my husband and I have the house I want, or well, when I have the room I want, like this beautiful meditation room, and I have the car I want, and all of that, that you know what? I'll be happy. I'll be really, really happy. And guess what? I reached that ceiling, and I'll be honest, I wasn't happy. And I'll be honest, I'm still right now having a hard time making this because I'm like, who am I to say anything when I'm not yet at that level of happiness that I want to tell you about? I'm not yet at that level of freedom I want to tell you about. But instead of listening to that voice, what I'm going to come tell you right now is I'm not going to tell you how to have the perfect freedom because I cannot tell you perfection, but what I can tell you is my process. I can tell you is how I'm getting what I'm getting. And I can tell you freedom is a big process. If you start it and you start it now and you open up your heart and your mind and your soul to freedom, it will take you over and you will learn how to get it. I desired freedom from a very young age. I was actually sexually abused when I was five and it led to a whole level of abuse for many, many years. And it also led to this beautiful part inside of me that's been craving for freedom, that's been just like clawing the ways out and being like, I need to find my freaking freedom. And it's not okay. So it doesn't come from having the nice house and it doesn't come from the. So how do I get my freedom? And that's what I'm here to tell you is, how do you get your freedom? The uncut truth, not the pretty one. So my podcast, I started a while back, and if you've seen my earlier episodes, I was trying to show up a certain way. I'm done doing that. From now on, here on out, it's the truth, the honest truth, the ugly truth sometimes, the real, raw, uncut, vulnerable truth of how difficult it can sometimes be, how beautiful it can sometimes be, the ups, the downs, the in-betweens. So, like I said, it's about the ceilings and the floors. So, let me start here with what I actually wrote. How long ago was this? I think a year ago. I just turned my ceiling into my floor. A year ago, the place I am today was but a dream. I imagined, hoped, and prayed, trying to believe, trying to create enough strength within me for the realization that I'll never leave. The road was rocky. I almost gave up. I fell so many times and kept standing up. I smiled when they shoved me. I dusted off the pain. I found new affirmations, doing anything to stay sane. When it was dark, I imagined light. When I didn't care, I let them be right. I dreamt so much, it became a lifeline. Suddenly it changed. Everything became a sign. Unlike in the past, these ones were hopeful. I began to feel held and surprisingly powerful. And then it happened. Yesterday it hit me. My ceiling turned into my new floor. I feel small again. The ceiling is far. I can't help wishing for an exit door. I feel terribly alone, so very scared, an emotional mess, regretting that I dared. I'm convinced I'm an ant reaching out to the sky, making dreams and plans when we all know it can't fly. At the same time, I feel undeniably proud. I feel so consistently strong, I can scream it out loud. I feel I'm growing daily. I'm always evolving, finding new solutions as each problem I'm solving. I love myself enough. I agree to make space. It's finally okay to feel all. I know I'm in a safe place. So right now I feel both incredibly loving and strong, as well as weak and scared and small. None of those feelings are wrong. That's how my ceiling has now become my floor. Through embracing feelings I fear, knowing I'm not going anywhere, creating a safe zone for them to stay here. I'm sharing this with a hope and a prayer. I pray you wake up on the floor of today's ceiling, and I hope you live through the discomfort and reach many new levels of healing. So, as I read it, I get chills because when I wrote it, I was in a whole nother world than I am today. And yet, I really did reach a ceiling that day. And I went onto that ceiling and turned it into my floor. And I sat there in the discomfort. And today, I'm showing up here to tell you that's the only way. So wherever you're up to, if you just hit your ceiling, if you just hit something, you've definitely hit some of your ceilings. There were certain things you never thought were possible, and then they became possible and they became reality, right? So think of those for a moment. How did it feel when you got them? And not the minute after, when the excitement's still there, when the excitement wears off, how did it feel? Because there's usually a discomfort that comes after. And if we learn how to hold that discomfort, that is how we learn to fly. Because when we come out on that ceiling and we see how small we are in comparison to the next ceiling, because it's so big and there's another whole huge ladder and oh my God, I'm afraid of heights, right? So, and it's hard and there's so many belief systems and there's so much going on. And if we could learn how to deal with that discomfort, suddenly ceilings and floors, they won't be as scary. It won't be so scary to be at the bottom, at the floor again and looking up. And it won't be so scary to be at the ceiling knowing that you're about to break through to a whole new level. Does that make sense? Does that resonate? Well, I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to be sharing. This is so exciting. Today I had a session with a beautiful client of mine, a friend of mine actually. And if you're listening, hi, shout out to you. And it was just so beautiful because as I'm talking to her, I'm in the middle of working right now on the digital platform that I'm making my course on, and everything's like finally falling into place. I'm finally feeling strong enough. I'm finally moving forward. Actually, like, it's been such a long journey to get here. I'm so happy to be here finally. And she's talking about, you know, like, I'm hearing her talk and suddenly I'm like, oh my God, like, I need to get off this floor and start moving because I have information that a lot of you need to hear. And I worked so hard to get it, not just for me, because I want to share this with you guys. And it's changed my life. And so, yeah, my life might not be where I think it needs to be for me to be talking to you, but I don't give a crap because my life's pretty darn awesome. And I want your life to be pretty darn awesome too. So here I am sharing my truths from my humble self, from exactly where I'm at as a human. So I'm closing off just reminding you, I'm human and so are you. And this is the pattern of humanity. When we hit our ceiling, when we reach what we want, we tend to have this discomfort. And because of that discomfort, it becomes super hard for us to get out of our comfort zone and keep moving forward and trying to reach more stuff we want. Because why would we even want it if so much discomfort comes after it, right? So, peace out for now. Looking forward to talking to you soon. And I actually am thinking I'm going to finish off with a little song, all right? So enjoy.
Spinning in my mind, our thoughts have better times, like a broken record, like a broken record. This fantasy become reality for just a second, for just a second. Been looking everywhere, no one has an answer, don't know what to do. I don't wanna stand for nothing, wanna stand for something. Who am I to trust? There's truth on every side and it's pulling me apart. I don't wanna fight for nothing, wanna fight for something. Yeah, all I want is peace, yeah. It is all we need, yeah. I'm not ready to give up my faith yet. Even if it's forever, I'm patient. We need peace, yeah. As much as we need it, we need it. I'm not ready to give up my faith yet. Even if it's forever, I'm patient. We need peace. Screams and pretend that they whispers. What is this? Please tell me now. Oh yeah, oh yeah. What happened? Do we even care? Is it trend? Is it fashion? What happened? Please tell me now. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Looking everywhere, no one has an answer. Don't know what to do, but I don't wanna stand for nothing. I wanna stand for something. Who am I to trust? There's truth on every side and it's pulling me apart. I don't wanna fight for nothing. Wanna fight for something. Yeah. All I want is peace. It is all we need. I'm not ready to give up my faith yet. Even if it's forever, I'm patient. We need peace. Yeah. As much as we need it. Yeah. I'm not ready to give up my faith yet. Even if it's forever, I'm patient. We need peace.
Alrighty guys, here's the peace. May we all find peace within our process. Enjoy.